very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, September 4th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stover.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise for Zimbabwean citizens, which kicked off today ahead of the 2018 general elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 1546-0 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the mobile registration exercise which started throughout the country today.
The exercise will last until the 30th of November 2017 and is in preparation for the 2018 harmonized elections.
Registrar General Tobiwa Mudede said that the registration exercise is being carried out in all provinces of the country and will enable citizens to acquire birth and death certificates and identity cards, as well as verify their papers if the ones they have already are machine readable.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, abasanda ukusixhuma zulukandaba namhla sixoxa ke ngohlelo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-registrar general oselukhona khonangapho ke emaphandleni lendaweni ezijiyeneyo emadolobheni. Uhlelo lolu ngolokuthi abantu bathole izithupha bathole lencwadi zokuzalwa lokunye okujiyeneyo ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho lomnyaka ozayo. Ye, sizwile ke abanye besithi ke sokumele ukuthi abantu babe lezithupha zamaphepha lokuthiwa ngama-plastic identity cards. Ukwezithi bayenelise ukubhalisa kugwala lokuvota. Kodwa ke uRita Makarau yena ongugcina isihlalo weZEC uthi hayi akunjalo. Nxa ukuthi isithupha sakho sezenge sisebenza, ungasebenzisa ukwenza ukuthi uregister kuloko kuthiwa i-biometric voting exercise. So ke libe kwazi khonokho ukuthi nxa isithupha sakho sasebenza, lokho sisebenza ukuthi ubhalise egwaleni loliyana. Kodwa ke kukhanya ngazani kukhona ongani kuyahlupha ngokubhalisa lokho Blessing. Ngazani kuloko ubhadalisana okuthize kule mali okumele uzikhiphe lapha lalapha. So abantu bakhonana nje.
Wongu ka hama wadiwa nasi. Tuda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezve chirongwa chatanga nasi chekuti vanhu vose vakwanise kuenda kuno tora zvitupa zvitsva. Kune vamwe vane zvitupa zvisinganyatsoverengeke zviya vanofanira kuti vaende vopuwa zvimwe zvitsva. Asi sekutaura kwatakaita nasa chigaro weZimbabwe Electoral Commission amai Rita Makarau, vane zvitupa zverata vari kunzi munokwanisa kuvhota. Vaiwo futi vanonzi maaliens vamwe vanoda kuti mabvakure kudaro daro vakati ivavo pamutemo vanokwanisa kunge vachienda kunovhota. Hande kudaro vateereri tiri kunzwa kuti maenda here kuti muende kuhofisi yamudzviti iri kufamba munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana ichiita kuti vanhu vakwanise kunge vachivhota. Pane vamwe vanga vava kuchema chema kuti vanenge vari kusangana nezvimbinga mpinyi zvakasiyana siyana. Tida kuti mutiudze kuti zvii zvamuri kuona, uye vamwe vari kuti zvinhu zvacho Gibbs kunzima zviri kudhura. Mari yacho yavari kunzi vabhadhare nenge yakati wandei. Vari kuti kode zvadii zvangopuwa vanhu pachena. Asi pari zvino vanhu vari kunzi vabhadhare, saka ndo zviripo. Vanhu vari kunzi munokwanisa kutora mabirth certificates, munokwanisawo kutora zvitupa. Vaya vasina zvitupa kuti igadziriro yesarudzo dzichazoya dzegore rinouya, nekuti haukwanisi kuti uende unonyoresa usina chitupa. Saka mukana uri upa wanhu kwemwedzi mitatu iyi kuti ukwanise kuita sei kunonyoresa kuti ungochivhota Gibbs.
Siyabona ke kule ncwadi lapha ibhalwe iZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights abakhuluma ngakhona kuBlessing kumobile clinic ikhona ngale airport. Bathi kona ukuthi uguqule lokho kuthiwa yi-alien ID uze uthole i-ID yeZimbabwe i-$50. $50 uzuyithole mfowethu ngani kuzima kakhulu nxa walahla isithupa ngeblessing laleluzwe $15 nxa ukuthi walahla isithupa sakho kuzobuya ke $5 nxa ukuthi ufuna ibirth certificate yakho nxa ukuthi uleminyaka e6 years siyaphezulu so $5 khona nxa ufuna ibirth certificate kuzobuya ke ukuthi nxa wena usiya tshintsha isithupa sakho kumbe kungakhanyi izenge lakho ukuthi libhalweni so kumele uhambe lomzali wakho nxa ungala mzali kumbe isihlobo esiseduze kakhulu awutholi lutho so khonokolo lakho bathi hayi kungazani kawuhambe ngemfanelo kuzobuya njalo lokuthi i-birth certificate yakho nxa sindala kakhulu kungasakhanya amabala khomfana bathi ke kumele ukhiphe $5 so kule mali eziningi-ningi sibe zikhitshwayo lapha ngoba kungani i-registrar general ayidingi imali phela mzali
Yes, Gibbs. I think we have our first guest. That is the National Director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, ZESIN, Mrs. Rindai Chifunde-Vava. Mrs. Chifunde-Vava, good evening.
Good evening.
And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, too, for the opportunity afforded to me to speak with you.
Thank you so much. Now this process is started. Mrs. Chifunde-Vava, what message do you want to send to Zimbabweans?
The message is that Zimbabweans should take the opportunity to get mobilized, to go out in numbers and also register. But of course, we are concerned with the high cost of replacement of the ID. It is really costly. You know, if it is for the purposes of voting, I think there should be consideration to reduce the cost because it's not willingly that people are going to replace these IDs. And particularly also for the aliens, you know, they've been deprived of the opportunity to exercise the right to vote. So I think some of these documents should be given for free. And the way they need to pay, particularly maybe they've lost, the fees should be reduced. You know, there are economic hardships in Zimbabwe. It is difficult for most people to afford to get transport, even to get money, and even to feed for themselves. So I think there should be consideration to make sure that these IDs are affordable.
Now, when we look at some of these issues, it seems as if this is normally done towards elections. Why is the government always doing that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If it is for the purpose of elections, I think there should be free participation. It seems it is a way of trying to deprive some people from the right to vote. So if it is done especially towards elections, it's like it's a deliberate purpose to make sure that some people are not going to be able to exercise the right to vote. So that's what I was saying. They should be affordable and possibly given for free so that everybody participates freely without fear, favor, or without any obstruction from participating from elections.
But the Office of the Registrar General, Mai Chifunde-Vava, might argue that it also needs money to process these IDs and to ensure there are no delays.
But I think it's a national duty. Quite honestly, if the country and the government is interested for its people to exercise the right to vote, the citizens to participate, why can't they harmonize the processes to make sure that when that goes out, like what we saw in Zambia, they were going together, moving together in teams. There was a desk for registration, issuance of IDs, and at the next desk, then you can register so that it's done simultaneously. That way it can also save the cost. It reduces the cost. And I don't know why they are doing it in parallel. Otherwise, it is even also going to confuse the voters. Some of them, especially in the rural areas, where there is no adequate information, they would think if they have gone to register to get IDs, it's a similar kind of process. They are going to be taken photographs. So to them, they might think it's voter registration. So I think there should be harmonization of the two processes so that there is no confusion of the voters. And they should make it easier. Go closer to them, but done simultaneously so that people don't get confused.
That's an interesting proposal. I think we'll come back to that as well. Gibbs, I think we have another guest.
Yes, we've got Ellen Shiriedenga, who's the organizing secretary of the MDC, led by Professor Walshman Ngobe. Ms. Shiriedenga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs, and good evening, listeners. By the way, I'm not the organizing secretary. I'm the director for planning, strategy and implementation.
Good
so
change.
Think about that.
Good change. I actually denigrated your post, so I'm sorry for that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah. So now tell us, what were your observations in terms of this RRG's office outreach program?
We haven't observed much, safe to say, the process seems to be done in secrecy. You know, would you have expected that such a huge program would command a lot of publicity, but then there isn't much information, save for what is being circulated on WhatsApp. And maybe, probably, it was advertised in the press, but however, there are few Zimbabweans that have access to newspapers. So I feel there are huge challenges with the issue of publicity. However, with the information that we got on the ground was to say that mainly to those, you know, those permanent registration offices, these temporary mobile ones, but the permanent registration offices that are in the districts. We only got information with regards to the uptake of the events today. For instance, we're told that in some places, quite a number of people were turned away, like in Mount Pleasant Registry Offices, Mapvoko, and Kwazana Registry Offices. They were turned away. Those that required new IDs were turned away because they were asked to pay $10. And each, and however, most of them, since they saw they didn't have that amount of money. So that was the other problem. And the other thing is, I'm told that Machipisa Registry Offices, the machinery encountered technical challenges, and as a result, no IDs were issued out. So basically, that's the challenge which is there. And my fear is, you know, as much as we welcome this exercise, but for starters, it has come rather too late. You know, given that. We are expecting that the voter registration process shall begin as around October as proposed by ZEC. So we feel that, you know, that this process, if it's not synchronized, if the Registrar General's office does not coordinate his activities with ZEC, we feel there's going to be chaos and confusion amongst the electorate. For example, we're talking of, for instance, the first voters, and most of them, they don't have IDs, and they're hoping that they'll use this exercise, this mobile registration exercise to access the IDs. But then because there isn't much publicity, and also the fact that there is no coordination with that, there are chances that the dates might clash. And maybe, for instance, in some areas, ZEC would come earlier than the registrar people. What it means is that at the end of the day, the prospective voters, because they wouldn't be having IDs then, they won't be able to register. And the time ZEC, the time the registrar offices comes to them, ZEC people, they've gone. So those people would actually would miss out on the registration process. So I agree with the previous caller that there is need for synchronization. And surely, in terms of the cost as well, it would have been cheaper to have sort of a one-stop shop, you know, where people can actually get birth certificates, IDs, their ID cards, and also at the time register as voters. You know, that could all be done on the same day at the same place. So really, for me, I think the problem is there is no coordination between ZEC and IDs office.
Thank you.
And also, the publicity, there's not much publicity.
Thank you very much.
And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the mobile registration exercise that started throughout the country today, being organized by the Registrar General's Office. Tinemterere rudu kutanga hava namo goronga magadi.
Tiripo magadi wabakuru.
Aywa, tiripo wa goronga murugubi.
Diriku South Africa.
Muruku South Africa. Aywa, tipe ufungwa zenyu wa nwatanga kunyoresi kwa kufota. Ima musu kunyoresi aditi. Asi sema onere muri kuti vechidika vavanzo nyorese vanenge vasina zvitupa chinopa kudaro.
Vanongozvitorera ngoti zvino zvanga zvisina kukosha asi nokuda kwenhamo yatiri kusangana nayo neyava vakuona vaiko zvino tinoona vechidiki vakangwara vanenge vativhurike fungwa vanenge vava kutoita zvokutoti vachitobvisa nyaya iyoyo zvichitongoperirana kamwe kamwe.
Tichi tarisa opa nezviri kutaurwa nevamwe vamwe vari kuti mari dzacho dzinobhadharwa dzinoti dhurei nekudaro ngazviitwe pachena munowirirana here nepfungwa idzodzo?
Ino kana zvadero zvinonetsa kuti titi varegere ngatingoti kana vanenge vangokwanisa vanayo ivavo ngavachitongobhadhara mari iyoyo vachitongopuwana zvitupa zvacho kuitira kuti vachitoziva kuti pokuvhotera pacho ndepapi.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vagoronga nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Regai ndingokurudzirawo vashoma-shoma vaviri vatatu kuda pamwe mukandi pamukana.
Taurai zvenyu.
Ndanga ndichida kuti kuzaka central constituency kumasvingo uko. Muwadhi 18 ngati kungava vese vechidiki varimo. Nofunga ndakatombobva kupanguva yatipfuure ava tikatomboti kuhomedzanei kuti zvisapotsa ndomukana wedu ndopokutanga nokupedzisira. Kana tatokundikana ipapa zvokwadi nhamo yedu tichapedzira takutorumwa nemagarikuni.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru.
Zvakanaka, imwe neusiku hwakanaka.
Nemiwo tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from our first caller, Mr. Namo Goronga. Gibbs is urging the youth, especially to go and register. He's saying the majority of them do not have IDs, so he's saying this is their last chance to do something meaningful.
So let's turn to the to Ms. Chifunde Vamba. So now, Chifunde Vamba, when we look at some of these issues concerning, you know, getting IDs, getting, you know, birth certificates and all those kind of things, what is the problem really? Why are Zimbabweans struggling to get them?
You know, to get a birth certificate, the first problem is the location. They are issued to the district offices. And most people, they don't have the money for transport and also to pay for those documents. Then secondly, there is also the issue of requirements where you need to go to witnesses, your relatives, your parents. So it is also adding to the cost for those birth certificates. And they know that some people live for less than $1 a day in Zimbabwe. And with this economic hardship, which I've mentioned before, it's well above the reach of many people. They can't afford. So that's why I was saying this is an opportunity for people to get these documents since the Registrar General is going to the communities close by to where they are. And perhaps they should waiver the fees for these people because not everyone can afford. So those are the challenges. And there's, you know, some communities like in Matabele land, they've lost their families due to the Kukura Hundi. So you do have lots of people in those communities without these important documents, and it's so problematic.
And let's go back to Mrs. Shiredenga. What are you doing as opposition parties to ensure that word reaches your supporters that it's that time of the year?
What we have been doing as the MDC is We have embarked on the voter education program. Mm-hmm. We've alerted all our members in all provinces, and our director of elections, we are the ones that are spearheading those programs. We have produced flyers, which are, for example, our Ndebele hashtag, which is Valanyipechu, mm-hmm. and then the Shona one, which is Voters Refile. Mm-hmm. So what we are saying in those flyers, we are encouraging people to go and register to vote and giving them the reasons why they should register. And also, we have listed the requirements that are needed for one to register to vote. So that is our voter education drive. And also we have informed them that there is the for those that have that don't have IDs, and that we have informed them that there is they should expect mobile voter registration exercise. And mm-hmm. what we are doing now is we've got our elections directorate being responsible for compiling the list, the program for voter register. For citizenship registration centers. Once we have put together those programs, then we'll be able to send them to our respective districts and alert them on the days of which the registered general people will be available. So basically, this is what we are doing to encourage our people. But mm-hmm. then, of course, there are challenges out there, because in what we're doing is in terms of accessing that information, like I said earlier on, we expect this kind of information to be readily available, you know, not just circulated on social media, not everyone, not even, we've got quite a number of people that are in rural areas, they don't have access to internet, they don't have access to WhatsApp or Facebook. So we're trying by all means to actually engage the registrar general's offices to actually assist in that regard, because clearly there is no publicity. And what it means, if there's no publicity, a lot of people will miss out. Earlier on, the previous speaker spoke about the challenges which people are facing, which make them not to access those ideas. You know, this is one of them. You know, we're talking about, for example, a rural constituency. You know, mm-hmm. in the rural constituency, we talk about the registration center will be maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. And what it means is that the people that are within that radius, they find it difficult to actually to get transport to travel to those centers. So this is the challenges that people are facing. And if what we are saying is these mobile registration centers should be accessible to the people, this is why it would have been prudent for the Registrar General's office to avail those registration centers on time so that people are mobilized accordingly. But if then everything is seems to be shrouded in secrecy, and we wouldn't want a situation. For example, the Registrar General only announced it last week. Uh-huh. And 7 days down the line, then he says, no, the process is starting. And can we be able to actually inform the people that are in rural areas that don't have access to radio, that don't have access to newspapers? So that's the challenge that we are facing. But uh-huh.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. And Gibbs,
yeah, we've got a message from a caller who doesn't want to be identified. Ubhale ulobela phake ngesintu isindebele. Uthi salibonani ngicela lingaqambi ibizo lami. Kanti nxa beza kuthi usiyathatha isitupa ubuye lomzali wakho, nxa siwabhubha ngiyamthatha ngaphi? Ibuqili lobo. Ngiyabonga. So this guy is saying, you know, if you've got a parent who died, mm-hmm. so who do you take to the registration center? Because, mm-hmm. you know, there's no way that you can have a dead parent mm-hmm. accompanying you to the registration center. So mm-hmm. he says, what should I do?
And the boy witness.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, I think mm-hmm. this is a very pertinent question, mm-hmm. which maybe needs to be answered by...
Maichipunde Vava, Manzgoza Taurwap. Munogo na kupindura ere.
wangu pakadaro ndopa mnyanko tinzuka uye na maanko wako wanabibankuru, babambiki, sekuru kana kuti wanatete wanenge wachiziva kuti wakazvarwa rini wakazvarwa papi kuita mawitness kana vanhu vanenge vachinge varipo pavanenge wakazvarwa saka tinoda tongotarisa ivo vana babambiki vana tete vana mainini vanenge vane hukama hwepadhuze hwekuti vanobva vati hongu tine chokwadi chokuti mwana uyu akazvarwa nguva iyoyo nezuva rakati vachinge vari mawitness pazviri kana pasina witness zvinonetsa hazviti kuti ungoenda ungonopiwa birth certificate uri wega
yes yekushiri yetenga yes yekushiri yetenga ngesintu kuhlupa kanganani ematebeleleni loku nxa kuthiwa buya lo mzali umzali siwabhubha njalo nxa umzali wayengelasithupha phela so kuvele kuhamba njani khonapho
ende yindaba vele ehluphayo nale kakhulu ngoba qalisa ukuthi kumele sikhangelisise ukuthi nxa vele umuntu esiyathatha isithupha kumele ebe le-birth certificate yikho kokuqala and kuba nzima especially ngapha emathebheleleni kuzohamba ukotsholotsho nkayi la ubona upani lapho abazali abaningi abafa bebulawa yindaba zegugrawundi and wawunanzelela ukuthi igugrawundi ayingathatha abazali kuphela ayithatha lesi hlobo even iseduzane so endabeni ezinjalo kuba nzima ukuthi umntwana ebesezathi okay ngifuna ukuyathatha i-birth certificate akula mzali akula malume akula gogo oza confirm ukuthi hayi lo njani ngumzukulu wami so ngenye indaba sibile naleyo ukuthi even ngiyakhumbula ivile eParliament athink nge-honorable Khuphi owayebuza uChombo wathi Minister Chombo kwenziwani ngendaba yabantu bemathebheleleni ngoba indaba lezele iyahlupha kakhulu kumele ilungisise and futhi sizakhangela ukuthi elinye idubo lukhona ukuthi abantwana ngapha futhi babuya uze umntwana ole 3 months 4 months bebuye phongulethwa ezele eSouth Africa ngabomalaika umama useSouth Africa wahamba ubaba womntwana kawaziwa so esikhathini esinjalo ngezinye iindaba ezihluphayo kakhulu ukuthi njani abantwana bethole ama-birth certificate and nxa umntwana engela-birth certificate kuphinda kube nzima futhi ukuthi ethole ilokhu isithu so ngezinye izinto zona lezi zihluphayo and futhi ikakhulu into ade ikhuluma ngovazi ukuthi kuyabe sokufuneka ama-witnesses yebo ama-witnesses akhona sometimes ama-witnesses ake khona uzothiwa omunye obulawayo kumbe omunye usenkayi kumbe omunye usematopo khona ngale so abantu laba sokumele bedingele imali yebhasi begade bebe bezoncedisa umntu lo ukuthi ethole isithupha but sesizakhangela ukuthi enye inkinga sibili esiyibonayo ukuthi khona vele emahofisini abo-registrar general abantu labana vele ngabantu labantu abakhwabithi khangana abakhwabithi umsebenzi wabo ngoba umuntu even i-issue e-straight forward eclear ukuthi no umuntu lo kumele yenze lokhu nalokhu ukuthi approve isithupha sakhe they'll complicate into yena le umuntu sezachithe chithe inyanga yonke kuze kuhlale kuze kubeke waste imali eningi so ngezinye izinto ezihluphayo okunye futhi ngikhulume ukuthi mina on my part mina for instance umama ngiweMozambique and le citizen wazalelwa lapha kobulawayo wakhulela lapha kazake fike eligobe leMozambique yangkhona but he's considered as an alien so ngezinye izinto uthe esiya renounce i-citizenship yakhe kwamthatha kumbe umnyaka echitha from kobulawayo esiye eHarare kobulawayo esiye eHarare so finally after a long struggle yikho athola khona isithupha sakhe esi-right ukuthi la ngivunyile ukuvota so sizabona ukuthi asibovoti kunalaba abanye ama-Zimbabweans that are still considered as aliens and for them ukuthi be-renounce i-citizenship yabo yena le eMozambique kumbe eMalawi kumbe eZambia kuyahlupha it's a long process and yikho ezinye izinto ezingabela abantu ukuthi bengatholi isithupha
yes yabonga kakhulu-ke ntombi endala lapho-ke ubambe ungaekhatshana so she was saying that you know this is a very critical question for people in Matabeleland especially those areas like Lupane and others where there was this cookground thing you know so she says parents and relatives would have been killed and you know relatives maybe some of them are in Matopo some in Lower Gweru and for you to bring them together is very difficult and she says the other problem is we've got some children that are brought from South Africa by parents who live in South Africa. So now to have a witness in that case is difficult. So that's why kids end up without any birth certificates and so forth. So, and then she ended up by saying that her mother is Mozambican, and her mother took a lot of time before she was granted a local ID. You know, she says to renounce that Mozambican kind of, you know, citizenship, and then being given a new ID is an uphill task. So I think there's a problem there.
Of course, there are some who are following us on Facebook. Tadak Banat says, Nish. Tuloti mnaati ndiri kupi. Ngobile Nanta Kashawa alikuti, I'm always disappointed with people from Matabele and for still supporting ZANU-PF. This platform, of course, is for just registering to vote. Tafazgwa Matlengobe says, listening from Botswana. Thank you, Tafazgwa. Then we have Refine Nema, listening from Gweru. Thank you, Imimi Muyeguzo, Vota Futi. I want to go at Mobile. Okay, we read this is the second one. He wrote, all Zimbabweans around the world, now it's time to change our nation. Let's get ready for registration. The regime must go. Godfrey Kurawone says, Zeke is behind time. I don't think they will manage to use BVR next year. Then Patrick Munyarazi says, please stream live Shona sessions. Tirikuzinzwa mkoma Patrick. Rikaitende kune mwe mterere aliparu nare, vamidzi, makadi?
Makadi yoze.
Aiwa, tiripo, vamidzi murukutu?
Rehu Johannesburg, mwaka tafis.
Okay, tipeo funguwa zenyu. Mune chitupa ere, kana uti?
Ya, chitupa ndinacho, chitupa ndinacho. Mzati, inyayetina yukuno kutatafu, ndekuti tatoa pada norinani repam soro, takaronga ma WhatsApp grupu, yukuti chitawara nyayetina chitika kumba, saka.
I speak a cool posa come and really my tattoo on Apoge. Since the Bonco,
he conabecula, Baba, Ubutavan, Renewers, and my IT. Yes, Gavan, yes, Gavan, the Kumatel in the meeting, like I ain't else gonna go. Yes, Gavan, yes, Gavas, Labo Sepu, and it was a poo, you are Abazi, Abantu. Bele kungabula ama questions ngoba izanu iyabulala abantu bakithi abaningi abantwana abanye balapha abalazithupha izanu yike kwaziyo konke khona lokho bese ngikhala inyembe zingikhalela abantu bemikhezi emathweni abavoteli izanu ngendlela iyasibulala ngakhona abantwana abanye bazelwe lapha eSouth Africa abalama ID abaningi kakhulu ukukhuluma ngohlelwa izulu yakhona uhlelo okhuluma ngale bheria laphana aso youth adila phana kuyesabeka abaningi abalazithupha bengikhuluma labo so ayilula le ndaba ngoba ngabe izami iya understand uhlupho lolo ngabe ndilekhele ema-trend ayini ukuthi beyikhampena ngokukuliwa babenzayo bebulala abantu bakithi
so kodwa-ke nxa abantu befuna izithupha-ke besegoli ubona zani ungahanjiswa njani
udula nkoma abayabezofaka lapho abantu bethatha izithupha ayi vela abantu bethuphayo impelula kakhulu leyo abayabezofakela lapho bethatha amabhethethethi bethathe nama-ID akunanto enzima ma bengafundi abafake ebhoda khonapho abantu bezihambe bethathe bezibuyele lapha asonto vele enzima ukuthi uthi omuthi engabi isinto emuva thina sivula kobesebhuku dasanya nithi asikamelwa futhi past 6-7 years akusilamuntu esimele emadiweni nemithini lento okuthiwa ngokhansili lento okuthiwa ama-NP lento okuthiwa ngosebhuku lezinduna yikho kusize kudlala imisebenzi yonke la but ngenzeka ukuthi into ezimele izanwa ntiyabona angeke bekwenze ngoba esaba ukuthi bekwenze khona lokhu the challenge very strong bengabancenge ephalamente laphana ukuthi ngothiwa ngisebenzela izanu ngangena ngangizacotshwa bekhuluma iqiniso into ephilayo abantu bayathatha izitupha
awuboni ke inkomo sibongele kakhulu khonapho-ke eGoli ungathinela kusasa baba
dasiyabona baba
yeah that is Mr. Nkomo is in South Africa you are saying that you know Crowley should actually be given some kind of permission to write letters to the RG's office because they know people in their locality, you know?
I think they are allowed to do that.
Actually recommend and all those kind of things. Yeah, so he says maybe that is very feasible and maybe if it is being done right now, that's the way to go.
I think they are part of the witnesses. Todzoka kwamuri amai rindai chipunde vava. Pane zvangashitaurwa namai Shiriedenga pakuti dzidziso inenge isina kunyatsoti iri kufambiswa zvakanaka ini munoshandawo sei nezek ndakambotaura namai makarau nemusi wechishanu vachiti munomboita musangano muri kushanda zvakanaka here uye munopindawo here pakudzidzisa vanhu
nefriday kwakaita workshop yakainvita 30 organizations kuita voter education ipapo ndopa takabva tapiwa netsamba yekuakreditwa kuti tite voter education asi tinge takakurudzira kuti tsamba iyi dai yakauya kudhara ndiyatinonokei uyezve dai tikavha period yokuti kusvika election pane kutite periodi saka chishuro chedu ndechekuti dai maorganizations akawandawo anokwanisa kuakreditwa aita kuti titemuonera pamwe nekuti the country is so big it needs all our hands coming together to work kuti tite information giving information dissemination nokubatsira zeki nokuti nguva sezvataura mai Shirichena yatopera vanhu akawanda havana information nekuziva kuti even program yezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ezvitupa chii chinodiwa marequirements ekuti varegiste uyezve chichanetsa ndechekuti shambadzo yekuti madays acho vachatangisa rini iwo hatisati tanawo saka zvei zvakatorema chero patiri tizive kuti toti vanhu ndamuregista kupi musi wani information yacho iyo haisati yavapo saka zvinotinetsei kuti tinge tichishambadza noti iko zvino tine inadequate information hatisati tava neroad map ekuziva kuti zvinguva zvacho zvichatangisa rini zvinenge zvichiitika kupi maprovince api saka iyo information iri necessary nokuti ipapa patingangokurudzira vanhu tenda unovhota but vasingazivi kuti zvotangisa musi wani uyezve kupi izvinenge zvichitinetsei saka zvazvidai specific information iyo voter information inenge iri available uyezve takakurudzira kuti zeki nokushanda kwanenge vachiita nemamwe maorganizations inge zichishandisa mametodologies akawanda kumatelevision pamaradio mapamphlets oitwa translated into malocal languages ese kuitira kuti vanhu vange vachikwanisa kunzwisisa nokusvika kumamarginalized groups kwese kumaruwa kumafarming communities uyezve vese vanhu vanenge vakaremara vanhu vanenge vachishupikana kuti tiriche all macorners of the country kuitira kuti vanhu vazive chirongwa chochichi as I said before this is a unique opportunity hatisati tambozviona kuti tinonzi tangisai kuregista fresh saka zvaa zvakanaka kuti vanhu aregiste nokuti kana asina kuregista hakwanisi kuvhota saka iopportunity yekuti dai tese taita and go out in numbers so that we'll be able to exercise our right to vote
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru manyatsojekesa zvakanaka Gibbs.
Right, so we've got some messages on Facebook, Blessing. One of the guys is Innocent Ndenda. He says, Post Ndenda, I'm watching you from New York, guys. Can I have your phone number? So if you are listening there, Innocent Ndenda, here's the number, 202-619-2077. Post Ndenda, again, 202-619-2077. And then next one, Chingwena says, I'm watching you guys from Durban, South Africa. And then we've got a question from Chris Gera, who says, when will be the elections exactly next year? So I think there's no date as yet.
Mm-hmm.
So Chris, no date as yet, so maybe stay tuned. And then what Max Manika says, you guys, I'm watching you from California. Call us, Max. Let's hear what you can say about this kind of a program. See, I went to Mama Shiret, oh, come back here, I'll go. What in Tate, I'll go to Baba Moyo, Lapa. What's up, Kumwen? See, I'm going to go to Moyo, Kumwake, I'm going to come back here. So, okay, see, I'm going to Mama, who's that one?
Kona.
Yeah, so when you're going to go to the house, you're going to go to the house, and then you're going to go to the Midlands, because we're imathebele likakhulu lapho kuhlupa khona iudaba lokukhula wonke kwenziwa njani khona
udaba lo mina I think we suggest inekhulumiweyo ngomunye ubaba adelalele lapho ukuthi ngacela usabhuku ngoba usabhuku labo yibabazi abantu abahlala esigabeni and they can work as commissioner of oath. So ambona ukuthi kungahlupa usabhuku ngiyokwazi abantu bakhe le ngenye into sibile ngancedisa kakhulu and ikakhulu futhi enye kakhulu ukuthi ama requirements abo imali zona lezi ezifunekalayo I think okuyamele kwenzakale ngokuthi kathi esi process le ye BVR it's a new process and umuntu wonke fine as your consent akula umuntu okuvota through so kumele kuthishwe ama $10 ona lawo. In fact, maybe the cost recovery, maybe the charge will be $1, will be $2 to recover ama cost abo abe sejenzi, so we tibe printe ama is two personalities. So mboning an izinto ezingayenzakala ezinganze. And okunye okuqakathekileyo ukuthi yona i-registrar's office. Ayikizinike isikhathi ngoba nangokubona kwami iprogram leyi iyagijima ngoba bayigijimisa kakhulu. Ngoba antibathi izaphela ngu-end of November, which is about 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
3 months abanyeke bayibhodile izwi ngoba we are talking of 210 constituencies, for instance. And amanye ama-constituencies bale radius maybe 180 kilometers. So kutsho ukuthi within i-constituency eyi-1, kuyakumele kube lama-registration centers kumbe maybe ayi-10 kumbe 11 ukuze abantu bonke benjani bekwanise ukufinyelela lapho kuyabe kule-registration center yakhona.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as kule process le but akukhangelisi ikakhulu ngakuprogressethi program yabo khathesi ikakhulu ebantwini bemathebheleleni kakwenze ukuthi kube lesikhathi eside ngoba ngapha yikho kunabantu abaningi aba-affected kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Ngoba into enye for your own information. Kesisiza ukuthi uhlelo lolu belisenzakale andike kwavuka umsindo emarangi inyanga eziphelile nendaba zokurejistisa uhlelo lolu qalise kudala kwamanye kubomzara abantu namanye ama-national and provinces this registration process it is iyaqalisa kudala kathesi nje kwabakhuluma abasebekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hhayi nokulo hlelo lolu but kwezinye indawo sokuyenzakile so they should give us i-opportunity umuntu wonke ngakurejistwe bengagijimisi abantu ngoba ngasikhangela komndeni i-challenge ekhona yokuthi mina nje ngaba lesilo bade funa ukurejistera we took umuntu low about over a month ukuthi ethole isitop ekehambe emakombe bekutshethi hhayi namhla sithatha abantu abayi-40 kuphela inamba isikwanile ekehambe ngaletonga e-market square bemtshele same story as well umuntu e-teacher every day kumbe kwenina bemtshele ukuthi hhayi umtshina sufile
sikubambe umlomo kancane sikubambe umlomo sokulo baba umama lapho secingweni sithi xhakha ngaye sibonte ngathini mamoyo ukhona ecingweni
mina ngikhona
sabona ibizo mbani mama
mina ibizo lami ngosinqobile
yebo sinqobile moyo kunjani khona apho lapho khona
mna bengibona ngani khona lokho kwezithupha imithetho le abayifakayo eminingi leyi ngabe bayayisusa kwenzela ukuthi bona laba abantu abaningi abengalawo zithupha bethole izithupha bayenelise ukwenza izinto zabo ababefisa ukuzishisa mba bafisa ukuvota bayenelise ukuvota mba bafisa ukwenza nezo ngoba baningi abantwana abangelawo zithupha labanye abantu abadala abahluphekayo abangelawo zithupha so bengafaka imithetho eminingi izimali zenezi abanye abantu zela imali kabalayo ama-$50 zona lawo kuzaba nzima ukuthi bathole izithupha
wena umenjani ulasi isithupha kodwa
mina nilazo.
Ma.
Njoba ngisizwa ukuthi azena lezo silaza sasenziwa sokumele sinje. So sokumele ukuthi sithole zena lezo zama rapper sokuyamela sifake imali.
Ye, ukuthi into yangona akanye kahle kodwa kungazani ezezenge lazo ziyasebenza. Kula sithuba sezenge.
Eh.
Akanye kungazani siyasebenza kodwa ke kwamele udingisise kuhle. Ngenxa ngacina ngitshela ngasikho.
Alright.
Kodwa baningi kangakanani abantu khona ngapho ke abahlutshwa lodaba lokuthi isithupha bahlule ukuzithatha ngoba abalabazali into ezinjalo ebubi khonapho kume njani?
Abanye abantu vele kabalabazali, abanye balabazali ngabantwana kade sibabe behamba besiya kobhotsa mthola ukuthi umntwana aselama-20 something years angazange athathe isithupha ukuthi ibhethe layo.
Kwenziwa kuyini khonokho?
Asuka behambe okunye thina lapho esikhona vele ama-ofisi sikhathana lawo kuba nzima ukuthi abantwana behambe ema-ofisi ngoba vele i-problem zimali.
Imali yokuthi ugade. So kodwa ungakukhuthaza abantu ukuthi benzeni ke mamoyo ngasukhangela ukuthi ukubhalisa khonoku ukuthi bazuza ama-ID yabo.
Hhayi abalezithupha mina bakhuthaza ukuthi abahambe bethathe izithupha ukuze balungisa izinto ezihluphayo ngokusweleka kwezithupha khona lokhu.
Kodwa bona ngapho bathini i-ofisi ka-Registrar General babuya yini khonapho?
Ukubuya abangakhulumi lutho but ukubuya nxa sebefanele babuye kuthi bazabuya esikolo.
Yebo. Kodwa usabhuku-ke basebenzani nxa sikhangela udaba lolo?
Eminyakeni siyasibona osebhuku kuthathwa zena lezi zithupho osebhuku babe belokhuza bebhalela abantu izincwadi zokuthi behambe bethole izithupho ababe bengalazi into ezinelela abangalabazali babe bebancedisa osebhuku.
Kodwa kuyanceda?
Abanye babe benenhlanhla bethole kuyasokuthiyana ngokuthi wena ukhulume njani lohlupho lwakho lwalokuya ukwenza ukuthi wena ungabi lasithupha lohlupho bani.
Hayi siyakuzwa mamoya, sibongile kakhulu khona ngapho-ke ebuvi ungadinelwa kusasa mama. So that was mamoya. She's in Bobby, she's saying that you know the problem is there are too many regulations in getting these IDs. So those regulations must be relaxed. And she says many people don't have money. So for you to actually get a birth certificate or ID card, you need to travel to the RG's office. And those offices, according to her, they're too far. You know, but then she says, at times, crawl heads play a crucial role in this kind of exercise. So they write letters and do all those kind of things. But some people don't get them, but others do.
Rikaiti mbwende una mkoma zivana e me, tu varigu epo etuku. Makadi mkoma zivana e?
Inofora magadini.
Ayo, watiripo. Mkatu zori changa jifamba se chirungwa cheku tora magwaro echiku epo etuku.
Vagari vemuepwete havana kuchitambira nemufaro nekuti kuuya kwaita chirongwa mumusha medu zvatiita kuti tisununguke nekuti mari yataifanira kubhadhara kombi tichienda kundoita chirongwa ichi kutaoni imari yatabvisirwa. Naizvozvo hatina kutambira chirongwa ichi nemufaro nekuti miripo iri kudiwa kuti uwane zaro rekuzvarwa naro kana kuti uwane chitupa ndiripo iyi hatikwanisi kuibhadhara. Epuheti yakasiyana nenzvimbo dzakaita kunge vana kuwadzana Mufakose, Kambuzuma kana Borodio nekuti iri ranga riri purazi rakanga riri Methodist. But vanhu vaigaramo vakawanda Methodist yakazodhonita purazi iri. So vanhu varipo vazhinji varombo ende maforeiners. Zvavari maforena zvitupa zvavo zvakanyorwa kuti alien. Zvanyorwa kuti alien, maalien haabvumidzwi kuti avhote. Vanofanira kuti vachinjise zvitupa zvavo vapuwe zvakanyorwa kuti citizen.
Angachiti havavhote ndiani apa
manje. Chavo chinyorwe.
Mutemo unenge wangu wakuti vakukwanisa kuvhota. Takataura namai makarau vachitiwo mutemo unoti munokwanisa kuvhota. But vamudede vangu vambotaurawo kuti havavhote. Asi mai makarau vacho vezeki ndo vanoita zvesarudzo vari kuti vari kunzi maaliens yavo vanokwanisa kuvhota asi tichambotaura kuna amai chipundevha vapedzisa henyu.
Ndanga ndiripo padombo ramari nhasi nenguva dzahafazi 7 mangwanani. Uyu ndo mubvunzo wandatanga kubvunza vekaregistra general vanga varipo ndichiti chitupa chakanzi alien chinozobvumidzwa here kuvhota. Vakati aiwa maringe
nebumbiro remutemo munhu anobvumidzwa kuvhota chizvarwa cheZimbabwe saka kana chitupa chako chakanyorwa kuti alien zvakutoreva kuti uri mutorwa naizvozvo haugoni kuti uvhote uchishandisa chitupa ichocho unofanira kuti uchichenjise upo chakanzi chizvarwa cheZimbabwe that is CID kubva ndabvunza ndikati kana ndichida kuchinjisa chitupa chakanzi alien chinzi citizen ndinobhadhara mari zvikanzi unofanira kubhadhara $50 inova mari isingagoni kuti inzi ingafungidzirwa kuti ingawanikwa nemugari wemunzvimbo yeairport munovawo mandinobva
Alright, imbobatai makadaro vamhetu imbobatai makadaro maichipunde vavha
oi
maichipunde vavha
ndikunzwai
tiri kutaura nenyaya yemaaliens nekuti ndakabvunza mai makarau nemusi wechishanu kuti zvinofamba sei nekuti vamudede vanga vamboti havakwanisi kuvhota mai makarau vakati aiwa vanobvumidzwa kuvhota ndo zviri mubumbiro remutemo vamhetu vari kuti nhasi ndaenda ndabvunza vanhu vekuregistra general vari kuti kuhofisi yavamudede vari kuti handikwanisi kuvhota ndofanira kubhadhira $50
isu ndo zvitaa takanyora tichiti izvi dzenyaya dzokuvhota dai dzasiyirwa Zimbabwe Electoral Commission kuitira kwaisaita maconflicts messages neinformation saka zvava zvakanaka kuti dai paita zeki inopa mamessages nepublicity information iyeyi nokuti patova neconfusion kuti vezeki vanoti vanokwanisa kuvhota sezvatinoziva pamubumbiro womutemo kuti ndo maraiti nekugadzirwa kwazvakaitwa asi tonzwawo futi ofisi yekwairg vachigara vachakwanisa kuvhota saka sa takakurudzira kuti dai zvese zvine to do kuti election zvangotaurwa nezimbabwe electoral commission pakaita confusion uku kwavamudede dai vatisiyirawo zvenyaya dzokuvhota idzi nezvekodzero dzekuvhota kuzeki kuti pasaita confusion iyoyi ende kuzobhadharisa vanhu mari yacho iyoyo it's well above the reach of many Zimbabweans havakwanisi kubhadhara $50 vanhu havasiri pamabhazachiri vanotengesa pamusika havakwanisi kuwana mari yacho iyoyiyi yokuti vangabhadhara zvitupa zvoizvi saka kana gavhumendi iri sincere kuti vanhu vavhote vibva zvisina kuita discrimination zvikuru iyo vanhu vanonzi maaliens atingi dai zvangogadziriswa kuti dai vapiwawo zviri pachena kana kuti dai vapa prize iri reasonablewo zvaio pane kuti zvibve zvadhuriswa kudaro as a result zvinoshaya meaning nokuti vanhu vacho vanenge vakatadzira kuti vange vachiwana maids acho havakwanisi kana kuti vazvichinje kana kuti vazvigadzirisi
tinotenda sikuru vamhetu pedzisa henyu ngoti nguva yedu ndoyadyanani
ndokupedzisa ndichiti kupiwa magwaro ekuzvarwa nawo pamwe chete nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota hazvizi zvinhu zvingaparadzi zvingapatsanurwa naizvozvo tinokumbira varita makarao kuti vaburise press statement sezvavakaita vachigadzirisa vamudede pavakanga vakamboti vane zvitupa zverati havakwanisi kuvhota paizvino ngavaburise press statement ichitaura kuti vanhu vane zvitupo zvakanzi alien havasi kuzorambidzwa kuvhota nekuti vakanyarara manje isusu tinenge takugara tiri pakati pekutya kwekusaiziva kuti tichabvumidzwa here kuzotenda tichapiwa here kodzero yekuvhota kana kuti kwete chechipiri chatishungurudza pazuva ranhasi inyaya yemaTendulas anodiwa isusu tiri kuti kana munhu akarasa chitupa panguva iyi yavari kutenderera vachitoresa zvitupa kusviramiswa 30 November munhu nemunhu anoda chitupa ngaatoreswe pachena munhu nemunhu anoda gwaro rokuzvarwa naro ngaatoreswe pachena kana musi wa30 November wapfuura wozotanga havo kuchaja $10 nema$5 atiri kunzwa chekupedzisira chene chandanga ndichida kutaura ndechekuti kana munhu aenda achida chitupa asi aine birth certificate refu riya kosei vachizoti ngauye nechitupa chababa vake kana chamai vake kana bhethi ramai vake iro zita ramai vake nababa vake riripo pabirth certificate ranenge aenda naro kuti andotora chitupa tine vazhinji vadzorwa nhasi vachida kutora zvitupa vane mabirth certificate marefu vachinzi hatikupii kana usina kuuya nechimwe chitupa chine senemu yakafanana nesenemu yako
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamhetu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
tinokutendai tinokutendai
That's airport resident there, Zwanai Metu. Gibbs?
Yes, no, Baba, you shepherd, Baba, blessing to him. Baba Shepherd, Gunjan?
Hey, Gunjan, Baba.
This is Billy Akul. I would join a good one, let's do Palavuti, Ulwananja.
Ah, I have a little two Palavuti, so you see. Yes, I'm trying to understand, but I'm trying to get a little bit of 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 a little bit of
Bafika bathini exactly kona ngale uzofika?
Ngifuna ukumthathisa ukuzini. Ngifuna ukulungisa ukuthi passport wathi no identity certificate yake gayi. Yapha la ngibuye kuyiphi. Ufuna mapo ile ngini identity certificate yakho ngikunjike. So it must be $10.
So manje $10 phela ukuze uphume iphuma nzima phela. Yabe ngekho
ha? $10 imali eningi kakhulu eZimbabwe. Ukuthi uzithole sithi lazi ngisukuluzeke kakhulu yazi ngase
So that was Mr. Shepherd. He says he tried to get a birth certificate for his nephew, but you know, he was told to pay $10 because the birth certificate that was having or holding was actually handwritten, so they wanted a computerized one. So I supposed then to pay $10, and he said that I didn't have the money.
Let's go to Mrs. Rindai Chipunde Vava, your last word.
So kuru drug day or mende ate rao shema shema zevanu kuti ma documents sema IDs anga chipo apachen uye shesiri affordable no kubita ma restrictive via kuti unza best certificate yambu ya sekuru uya na grushu shirevanu kuti ma witness that process iti iainya tuit kwa much easier ne kuta synchronize ne deck no kuta coordinate my messages. I will go to pass out my conflicting messages. Otherwise, it is like one hand is giving and another one is taking. Shino paku kujite wanuwa. No, so, tata ku tora opportunity oku register oku kuku. So, no kuru zira kuru zbangua ino daya paita ma incentive. Kuti wanu angu wa kuru ziru watu ukano register la ina zini nika kutaka mbonu. Tana zani ma incentive kuti ukano register notu po wakana dola. Ukato uya oku kutura idea chenotu po wadola. Pano kuti ni mosu bradari se wanu ya warumbo na wana anushaya kuti wanu zira bradari. Sino bwashatu wakutu wanake demotivated. What we need to do is to motivate people pangua ino. Saka that's why to keep this from our civil society organization zeki no umo no umo ari koko tefe chine pasa eta chikunu ziravanu kuti waende wane maijiz vasina wakarasa uyeje legislation ikitangisa wanu uenda in numbers na kuti njio opportunity ya tawa na uza uzokwanisa kubota.
Tunotenda shukuru. Mrs. Chiriedenga, your last word.
Okay, mina engakutsho ukuthi abantu kabasuke ngobuningi babo bethatha ama isithupha zona lezi ngoba uqhakathekile. But ngikhalela kakhulu abantu abe register general ukuthi uhlelo lolu kalufinyelele abantwini. Abantu betshele kulesikhathi ukuthi bayisethe kuhle iprogram yabo ukuthi betshele kulesikhathi njalo lokuthi even izimali zona lezi ezifunakalayo uyaphili ngokuthi kulothi abantu bebhadala ama $10 nangcono bereduce kumbe bethi ngama $2 kumbe $3
siyabonga kakhulu. Thank you so much, Mr. Ellen Chiriedenga of the MDC, led by Professor Washman Ngube, and also the director of the Zimbabwe Election Support Network, Mrs. Rindai Chipunde Vava. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying good night, Zimbabwe.